Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. From collegiate to professional sports, the calendar is in full swing, and no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new players a chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any football game this weekend, and if your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante, in with Penn Live beat writer for Penn State football, Greg Pickle. Greg, I'd like to welcome in our new affiliate, Fox Sports Radio 1330, The Fan in Erie, along with our new Erie listeners. Welcome to a full hour of Penn State football talk. We split the hour up into four quarters or segments with a new topic in each one. Today, we're going to start quarter one, catching up with all the craziness that was the switchover in offensive coordinators. Greg, 1 year in, the Kirk Ciarca offensive era is over. What happened?
Yeah, you know, this was obviously the big shocker from, a pretty busy start to the new year, quite frankly. I mean, we've seen some guys leave Penn State via the transfer portal. We've seen some guys come to Penn State via the transfer portal, and all of that was expected, Jim. We saw Mekhi Flowers, the Steel High junior standout, pick Penn State. We've seen some recruits that Penn State was targeting go elsewhere, but those were expected things, and the fact that that James Franklin very quietly worked behind the scenes to not only reel in Mike Yurcich, but then let go of Kirk Ciarca. It was one of the more, again, I think stealthy is just the only really word you can use to describe it. I think is lying outside of James Franklin's inner circle if they said that they had any anticipation that this was going to happen. So, you know, more and more I talk to people and just kind of sit back and reflect on this change, I really have a hard time believing that it doesn't have more to do with Mike Yurcich than it does Kirk Ciarca. What I mean by that is that I don't think there was some great big falling out in the last building. I don't think that, James Franklin was assuming that Tom Herman would be let go at Texas after just one season, and that would put Yurcich back on the market one season after he left Ohio State to join the Longhorns, even though, you know, Penn State had an opening back then on this spot, of course. So I just think it was one of those deals where the timing of it just all kind of worked out for everyone except Kirk Ciarca. And, you know, when Penn State, obviously I'm sure that was a difficult conversation for James Franklin to have with Kirk. And it was, again, completely surprising. But ultimately, you got to do what you got to do that you think can get this program to the next level. And I thought this part of Franklin's statement was telling. He said, "This was a difficult decision, but felt it was best for our program to make a change. We wish him, Kirk Ciarca, and his family all the best in their future endeavors." I mean, to me, that kind of, if you read between the lines there, you can assume that what they're getting at there is that, I think the timing of it just worked out for Mike Yurcich. It worked out for James Franklin, and it did not work out for Kirk Ciarca, unfortunately.
Is this a case, Greg, where a year ago Mike Yurcich was a candidate, and perhaps the favorite candidate of James Franklin, but lost out to Texas? So now it's just, okay, here's my opportunity to get my first choice. I get a do-over.
Yeah, you know, again, it's just me speculating on that being the case, but I really do think that that is as logical of a conclusion as anything. I just, honestly, I have a hard time seeing it really any other way. When I look at again, kind of how all of the pieces came together here. Yurcich was at Ohio State last year. He left there to join Tom Herman at Texas. Penn State, we don't know if they pursued Mike Yurcich at this point, but if you go back and read all of the articles that were out there that were, you know, suggesting candidates and things like that and potential people who are connected to the James Franklin circle and could get the job. I mean, Mike Yurcich's name has come up for a long time now. It came up when Joe Moorhead left, and, you know, it came up when Ricky Ronnie ended up getting that job too. So this is not the first time that his name's been associated with Penn State. It's just the first time that all the stars kind of have aligned for this marriage to happen. So, again, I really do think that that had as big of a reason for this change as anything.
Let's face it, though, Greg. If Kirk Ciarrocca, let's call him the second choice from last year, that they weren't able to get Mike Yurcich then, but if he comes in and the offense excels, you've got to think they've got to stay with him. Now, the narrative from a lot of fans is that maybe even the relationship James Franklin-Kirk Ciarrocca wasn't the greatest because James Franklin was meddling in the offense. What's your take on those two points?
I mean, we've heard that for a while now that maybe James, I mean, and that's, again, one of those things that, you know, there's different opinions out there and you don't really know how much people know compared to, you know, what they actually know compared to what they think they know or what they're guessing about. But it never, I guess what my one take for that, Jim, would be that, and I don't know how you felt about this, but I'm sure we'll find out here in a sec, but I never felt like, to me, that this was completely what Kirk Ciarrocca's offense wanted to be. And that, what I mean by that is, it felt like there were a lot of the bad things, you know, a lot of the bad things that Ricky Ronnie group did a year ago seem to be prevalent again this year. Almost like Penn State said, well, with the pandemic and with everything that's going on, we're not going to be able to install as much of this new offense as we like, so kind of let's keep things as similar to what they were as possible, which I don't know if that was true or not, but there were certainly times it looked like it and it was hard to come to any other conclusion. So I do think that is a part of it, no doubt. I do think that, I don't know if the word meddling is fair when it comes to what James Franklin was doing, but certainly I think his fingerprints were on it. And, you know, again, Kirk Ciarrocca was dealt a really bad hand here, no matter what the deal is with Mike Yurcich. I mean, he's a guy who was hired with a lot of hope and a lot of promise, and because of a pandemic, he didn't get to work in person with a lot of the new coaches on his side of the ball. He didn't get to obviously install his offense in ways that they would normally go about doing that. Same with working with Sean Clifford and the other quarterbacks until really September, almost 9 months after he got to Penn State. So he was dealt a bad hand, no question. I'm sure he'll land on his feet, no problem. But it never really seemed like things clicked all that much on that side of the ball. And again, I don't really want to blame James Franklin or anybody else. I think it was a product of the pandemic and everything as much as anything, but it didn't look great. Now, there was still reason to think that things could be looking up in the new year, but I just think James Franklin thought, you know, we need to be able to go out and score points and not turn the ball over. Because, you know, when Penn State didn't turn the ball over, their offense really wasn't all that terrible in 2020. So, I mean, I think that's something to keep in mind, too. But ultimately, it just seems like, again, I'll say it kind of sounds like a broken record here, but a deal where Penn State and Mike Yurcich were finally able to arrange a marriage, and it just came at the expense of Kirk Ciarrocca, who was only here for one pandemic impacted season.
You mentioned turnovers, Greg, and that leads to something I wanted to ask you about, which is the performance of Sean Clifford. In his 0-5, the team's 0-5 start, he threw 8 interceptions. In the 4 wins afterwards, he threw 1 interception. Now, I know there was more involved than just Sean Clifford making those mistakes. The offense got a lot more conservative. But how much of Sean Clifford's, I'll call it a regression, could you place at the feet of Kirk Ciarrocca?
Yeah.
Who is also the quarterback coach.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, again, I think that, you know, back, if you were to go back to some of the shows from last spring and, you know, kind of before things got shut down and we were discussing what would be going on in practice, you know, when spring practice began, which of course he never did, but we had talked about the fact that one of Kirk Ciarrocca's first priorities was going to be getting Sean Clifford's footwork to a better place. And Penn State really didn't do that this year. Kirk and Sean, I don't think, did that enough. There were still times he was kind of a little bit anxious in the pocket, it felt like, Jim, and there were too many times where he didn't get to his second or third or fourth read like he should have and kind of just latched onto the first guy and stayed on him. So, you know, that's a part of it too. And again, we'll never know what it would have meant for Sean Clifford to have a full spring and a full summer working under Kirk Ciarrocco. We just won't know that answer. I mean, he obviously made Tanner Morgan very good, and he oversaw some pretty decent darn offenses at other schools in the past. So it's not like this guy could not get the job done. I just think that you can't really fix a lot of what Sean Clifford needed fixed through Zoom. I just don't think that's the way it was going to work. He needed to be a hands-on guy. He needed to, I think, have someone show him how to do it and then let him do it and correct any mistakes he was making while doing it. But, you know, the other thing too, Jim, is that when you look at the development on that side of the ball, this is what now, the fourth offensive coordinator in 8 years, if I'm not mistaken, Donovan Moorhead, Ronnie Ciarrocco, I'm sorry, it'd be the fifth. You know, I don't know what that says about James Franklin's hiring choices. Now, obviously, Ricky Ronnie wanted to be a head coach. That is what it is. Joe Moorhead wanted to be a head coach. That is what it is. Moved on from John Donovan, moved on from now Kirk Ciarrocco, of course. But this one has to be right for James Franklin. I mean, he's a lot of offensive minds have cycled through here. A lot of really good talent have cycled through here. And they only have really a couple years of reliable, solid offense to hang their hat on. So this is a big hire, and he needs to get this one right. And if he feels like, again, moving on from Kirk Ciarrocco for Mike Yurcich is getting that right going into 2021 and beyond, then I think you have to trust that he believes in that and think that's the best thing for Penn State. And you have to think that it is the best thing for Penn State until we see otherwise.
Again, hitting on the narrative that I've seen from certain writers, the fan base, is, okay, James, you brought this guy in to run your offense. Hands off, let him do it. Well, James Franklin is still the head coach. This is his team, and he's going to bring in a guy who he thinks will execute his plan, correct?
Yeah, Jim, there's no doubt. And again, I think another thing that's important to remember is that there's always, anytime the offense, you know, it's really strange. I never hear anyone beating the drum for James Franklin's too much a part of the offense or James Franklin's meddling in the offense. During that 4-game winning streak, Jim, I don't really remember reading a whole lot about that. But when they were 0-5, boy, it was out there all over the place. And the same goes last year when they struggled. So I think that's an interesting idea, but let's be honest. I mean, Joe Moorhead had complete control of that offense. It was his baby, and Penn State was at its best when he was here, so we'll see what Mike Yurcich can do with that kind of a setup as well, because I do think that's what he'll have this year and beyond.
Okay, that will be it for quarter number one. Stick around in quarter number two. We're going to talk about what players are in, what players are out. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new players the chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games at 100-1 odds. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football action this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.